It's only you. Guys, welcome to Chicago Open Mic. I apologize for the sound of my heater, but it is cold than a motherfucker out here. Why you gotta snow on a Thursday? Alright, this is the only night I do comedy. Snow on a Friday, goddammit. Tonight, about 8 people showed up for the open mic. It was great. You know, sometimes your dreams feel like punishment. And you're like, why am I doing this? But we had fun. It was a workshop night. You were allowed to do as much time as you wanted, or 10 minutes. So I went till I got the light. I got the light at like 9 minutes. And I'm trying to work on this enlightenment stuff. My brother-in-law, he gave me a bunch of Buddhist books on enlightenment. And a lot of times when I read this shit, I go like, well, this is bullshit. This is terrible. Because they'll be like, just be present. Just focus on being here now. And like, I have a gospel that is much more of how to end your karma and practical steps to like figure your shit out. Like, I feel like I figured out the baseline behind psychology. Everybody thinks it's like, you figure out what traumatic thing happened, and you cry about that, and then you feel better. It's not that. It's, you got this bad programming in you, that's your bad karma, and you gotta reprogram your brain to not cling to that shit, to just be okay being you. And it's like, I wish I knew how to tell people how to have the experience of being a soul floating around in outer space, and I might be crazy for clinging to this experience, but I had that experience, and it changed the way I thought about the world. So I'm writing all this shit down, and, you know, I've said in the past that, like, everything you know doesn't come out to more than a couple of pages. I got to about 6 pages, I felt like I shot my load. I'm now at, like, 12 pages. I don't think I got enough in me to make an audiobook. I'm looking at these audiobooks, they're about 4 hours long. So I might not even release this as a book. It might be an audiobook with my set at the end. And I've been trying to figure out how to make this shit funny. That set I did about how to be unhappy, that was kind of like the first time it clicked and I kind of got the idea across in a funny way. I wish I could have done it in a club in front of like 100 people that are ready to laugh, but you know, you gotta work with what you got. So tonight, I went back to an old bit. This is something I did back in like 2012 or 13 about how depression is a bitch. And this set went well enough. You'll hear it coming up. I also have a David Walsh documentary that's about to drop on Philip Wave. On Reddit, somebody posted the David Walsh saga with all the links. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to cut this up and make it a Mercumentary Part 3. And I'm doing my best to go through and add, you know, cutaways and extra clips and stuff to make it interesting the entire time. So you're not just watching a guy talking to his phone. You're probably going to see him be like, about halfway through, he got bored and gave up. Tonight, Clickbait, Pop Vulture Incorporated, he did his own David Walsh documentary. He dropped it, a live premiere. People were there watching, and I was like, you son of a bitch. If you use all the clips I was about to use, I will hunt you to the ends of the earth, Clickbait. I tuned in for a little bit of his. It was coming out as I got to comedy. He has a lot of the same clips that I'm going to be using. Mine's going to have some extra shit in it. It's the David Walsh box set collection of Mr. Manslave. It's all about his beef with Mersh, whereas Clickbait, I think he just sort of focuses on David Walsh as a person, and I feel like David's about to become a big player in our universe. People have been asking us to start reviewing him for a while since I've been doing Philip Wave. People have been like, you gotta put the David Walsh stuff, and to me, he seemed like someone that didn't need to get sucked into our shit. Like, he's just kind of doing it as a hobby to have fun. I didn't really feel like he was, you know, necessarily someone we would want as a fool. But David, you're about to get a lot of attention. Bob Vulture did a doc. I'm doing a doc on Philip Wave. And you're welcome to call in to With Apologies and become an active player in the game. I'm the only person who's in Chicago with you. He's always saying, like, you gotta fight me in the octagon. I hope this doesn't lead to me fighting him. That's not what I'm looking for. I think you should fight clickbait. Clickbait will beat the living shit out of you. He uses steroids. His arms are enormous. I'm just a fat guy. I will fight you for entertainment purposes. But, yeah, you should fight clickbait. That'll go well for you. That's kind of the thing about, like, you got to get rid of everybody you don't agree with. It's like, well, what if the strongest person is someone you don't agree with? And, like David will call out Mersh and be like, I beat the shit out of you. But now clickbait is making fun of David, and clickbait would beat the living shit out of fucking David Walsh. He beat that poor boy to death. I've seen his arms. This is not a joke. He's ridiculous. He's a monster. He's the Hulk, and I'm glad he's on our side. There's two other tapes you guys should go looking for. I keep my podcast on here and With Apologies episodes, but there's other stuff that happens in our universe. So every Saturday, Ross Dog and Jay have a show called RDA Fight Club, and lately they've been having on all these women from the true crime community, and they've been just fighting with each other. And then this girl Lemonade, she's like the queen bee of the true crime bitches. She had Ross Dog on as a guest. I think it's like a 5-hour episode, and they just fight the whole time, and it's magnificent. And it's called True Slime versus the Ross Dog. I haven't even heard all of it. I've just heard snippets here, there, and everywhere. And then there's also RDA Fight Club, which is on the Ross Dog channel, RDA LLC. Search Ross Dog, RossDawg. Our community is like, we're not huge, but we're big enough that shit happens and I'm not aware of it. Like our Discord, which is our like group chat, I'll jump in there and it'll be like 486 messages since you last jumped in. 583 messages since you last jumped in. And in that time, they'll make memes, they'll make pictures, there'll be inside jokes. Like, it's getting to the point where it's too big for me to keep up with everything. And I hope it continues to get bigger, but, like, I'm already tapped out. I already cannot keep up with the amount of shit that our 12 or 15 fans or whatever are producing in a single day. But you want to check out the Ross Dog channel, RDA Fight Club. And you want to head over to Lemonade, and it's spelled like L-I-M, Lemonade. And it's True Slime, like True Crime, but Slime. You know, the way Lil Wayne does it. Everything's slime now. True Slime versus Ross Dog. 5.5-hour episode. Go check it out. It's worth watching. Head over to Pop Vulture Incorporated to watch a David Walsh documentary. And then head over to Philip Wave, where I make a cartoon about Royce and Mersh. Just dropped a new episode of that. And David Walsh documentary probably coming out tomorrow. I'm probably going to hit render tonight while I'm going to bed. And then whenever I get home from work, I'll upload to YouTube. It's 2 hours long. So this is going to take a minute to fucking render the video and to upload the video when I'm doing that shit from my fucking iPhone. Guys, I hope you're enjoying this new season. Follow us on Twitter at Philip Wave Radio, at With Apologies. Luis J. Gomez he just put out a documentary about Ari Shaffir. Everybody should go check that out. I don't know if Luis made it. He said fan made documentary. So it might have been someone made it and he uploaded it onto the channel with their permission. Looks a lot like my Gail King documentary. Which I haven't talked about. I just dropped a Gail King documentary on Philip Wave. It's about 30 minutes long. It's a mini doc. And it is star-studded. You got Cosby. You got O.J. Simpson. You got fucking Gail King, Oprah, Snoop Dogg, Jesse. I can't remember her name. Anyway, a lot of people reacting in extraordinary ways. And I kind of wanted to make a doc about the Ari thing, but like the people that are mad at Gail King, who was Oprah's best friend, for she had a WNBA player on, and she asked her about Kobe's rape allegations, and the internet was furious. We ain't talking no shit about Kobe at this time. So now they want to cancel her. The people that are making fun of her are having fun with it, and they're actually making videos. With Ari, because he's so, like, obscure, it was mostly, like, hate tweets. So I didn't really see anything there to make a doc with. They did make a doc, and they kind of did this disingenuous thing where they made it about, like, the attempt to be funny. He was trying to be funny. But you gotta understand, Ari wasn't trying to be funny. He was trying to troll. And trolling and an attempt in comedy are two completely different things. And he was successful in what he did, and I believe in his right for what he did, and I think Ari will be back. I think he'll be fine. I think he'll be a low-key underground hero. He's probably going to act like he's all bitched up. He's probably going to be on Rogan at some point and just let Rogan browbeat him with, "Dude, you shouldn't have done that, bruh. Bruh, that's bad. Dumb isn't even the word, bruh." But Ari will be fine. He's going to continue to be around. In a year, nobody will give a shit. I'm surprised people gave a shit to get mad at Gayle King. Anyway, head to Philip Wave to watch the Gayle King documentary, and go over to the Legion of Skanks YouTube and watch a documentary about the Ari Shaffir, Brian Kobe incident, and support them. South Park's in trouble on Reddit and Twitter. I found that out as I got to the open mic. They're saying, Cartman, there's no way for us to assess the damage that he did to culture. He's the worst thing ever, because people, they're not in on the joke. They think that he's a hero to be worshipped. South Park doesn't give a fuck. They sold the streaming rights to their show to HBO for $500 million. The writers clearly are tired of the show. They've been doing the show for like 20 years. There's a couple episodes there where they clearly just phoned it in, and they're ready for the show to get canceled so they can work on other shit. So who gives a fuck? It's a little bit late. The season is over. It's not going to be coming back till fucking October. And by then, nobody's going to give a fuck about your outrage. But people are mad at Twitter. I sent them a couple links to Philip Wave. Hopefully we'll get canceled. And then I can go back to being a regular person. Don't have to do this anymore. It'd be like a burden off my shoulders to get canceled. I'm like, cool, I could just be a regular human now. Alright guys, here's some jokes. This girl, Ariel, she met Lamp God from With Apologies Universe, otherwise known as Scott Brennan or Brendan Weaver, on Tinder. And they had one date, and she sang a song about it. So that's going to be the music at the end of this episode. Lamp God has a podcast over on SoundCloud. I don't remember what it's called, but just search Scott Brennan or Brennan Weaver. Here's 10 minutes of jokes and a silly song. Deuces! Please get off of her. Get her nice and loud. I brought the... Come on, give me some. I brought... Okay, so 2 weeks ago... Was it 2 weeks ago, Steph? When did I bring all the fucking get up here? 2 weeks ago, when the coronavirus was going crazy, I brought a whole bunch of shit. I brought the sanitizer, I brought the gloves. I brought, but every time I would come up, I'd add another piece of the attire, and I would act as if my character was that the coronavirus is nothing to worry about. But then by the end of the night, I was really worried about it, and I got the gloves on. And,
oh my god!
Yeah.
Come on! Brennan just walked in.
Oh, Brennan just walked in, guys. We just were talking shit about him. But I have the hand sanitizer here. No one here is dying from Corona. All right, the only Corona we're dying from is the beer. So drink all that. But okay, sanitizer's there. Let's keep this shit going. Please get up, nice and loud for Ian Ellis, everybody.
Scott Brennan is here. Did you guys know that he ain't shit? Scott couldn't afford coffee on a first date?
Why are you talking about that?
Why did you take the bitch out?
Nice.
Invite her over for coffee.
You didn't have a coffee maker at the time.
Yeah, I was broke.
Like, she's Jewish enough to get this. She got $3 in her pocket. I can hear the shekels. Look at her nose. She's got it. I'm sorry.
It's not that big, you fucker. Such a dick tonight.
She's such a Jew tonight. It's always nice when you get somewhere, it looks like the last scene in the movie Carrie. You're like, is this a nightmare? Did Stephen Lynch direct this? Producer looks like she's one text message away from killing everybody. One single relationship status changes. She's murdering everybody in this room tonight. She can't take it. Broken hearts are so ugly. Feel bad about having someone. I'm like, man, it must suck to be lonely. Y'all bitches gotta be alone tomorrow. Woo, that sucks for you. Lock mine down, put a baby in it. Guys, I feel like I'm performing for the Breakfast Club. We got the bubbly dumb bitch that's actually not dumb. We got the slutty goth bitch that's actually not slutty.
I'm pretty slutty.
Fucking cool, mildly Asian kid.
Just high,
minority, you go Indian or black. Either way, you feeling it. Brad Stupak, he was big in the 80s. A lot of guys wanted to be him, dating single moms, in the cars and shit. Kind of has muscles, gel in his hair. Woo! Since the 80s, he was hot.
Thanks, dude.
Times like this, I feel like selling my soul to the devil. I at least got to get it appraised. After all the shit I did, what can I get for it? Can I get an HBO special? Do I got a Netflix special left on my soul? Or have I done too much shit? Is it worth less if I don't believe in Jesus? It's easy to sell your soul to the devil. The hard part is you got to sell your devils to your soul. Ooh, that's maturity. Alejandro Jordanowski said that. Problem is, these devils ain't worth a damn. They ain't worth shit. Have you met them? Depression? Y'all met that bitch? She's a hoe. You look at her one time, she's ready to get into bed with you. And she don't want to get out. You spend more than 24 hours with this bitch, she feels like she lives there. She's like, by the way, I got kids. How you feel about fear and anxiety? You gotta raise them too now. I do it myself, but I can't get out of bed. The reason I don't like depression is this bitch is a liar. She'll tell you, you should kill yourself. We'll be better off without you. Fuck you, you ain't shit. But you ever try and kill her? She don't wanna die. You tried that? You try getting better? Depression ain't having it. No, I don't want to die. We belong together. Depression ain't about that life. Sometimes you think maybe joy will be better. Joy ain't shit. Joy's a hoe. You ever had joy in your life? Indian kid?
What the fuck?
Huh? Fucking look like you got textbooks on you. Like a fucking Power Ranger. You ever been happy?
All the time.
It comes and goes. She's a hit it and quit it, ain't she?
Not for me.
She'll throw a birthday party for you and then fuck your friends in front of you. At least depression sticks with you. That bitch is down to ride, but joy, she jump on every dick she sees. What you need is stability. Contentment. Have you met this bitch? Boy, is she fucking boring. Looks like a librarian. You're like, I'm supposed to just be happy, like drinking wine or reading a book. Ah! What about just throwing it away on a bender? Wouldn't that be more fun? Not if you want to be happy. All right, let me look at my notes.
Is this a TED Talk?
Sometimes. What is your set of bluegrass? You know what the problem with these kids is today? All this cancel culture? They're desensitizing us to fascism. Like, I feel like it would happen and we wouldn't even notice. Be like, they killed Brad? They put a black bag over his head? Must have said something wrong. The problem is that things don't wash anymore. Used to be you could have a come to Jesus moment. You could be a piece of shit for a long time. You could be a piece of shit through your 20s. You could be a piece of shit through your 30s. And then when they catch you, you'd be like, I found Jesus. It's going to be okay, guys. I'm going to rehab and we're getting out of this. You could have a career on the other side of it. Now, you could be a good dude and you still get in trouble? What? If there's no room for error, then that means there's no room for growth. You guys think this species is done growing? This is it? This is as dope as we get? Donald Trump is president. And we're like the best shit that ever was. The rest of the planet is dog shit next to us. Russia? China? You gonna go live over there? This is it. And Trump is our president. You think we done growing? You're like, nope, we should cap it off here. We're finished. Don't you humor me, Brad. He's agreeing with my talking points. Middle East, you ready to live over there, Ariel? Trying to get your clit cut off?
They don't like me over there. I'm Jewish.
Stephanie, you trying to go wear a burqa in the Middle East?
Why not?
I mean, it's probably your best bet for having a relationship.
Yep. I know it. They can't see my face.
Is that the problem? I thought you were clingy.
There's an extra layer there.
Like, you're too cute, so it has to be your personality.
Yeah, it's
you ever said that to a woman? Indian guy? Black guy? You ever been like, hey, bitch, it's you.
Oh, yeah.
You working, but it's something about your soul ain't right. Did I tell you guys about the soul? Soul kind of like a kidney. Like, I'm told I have one, and I'm told it's important. But the only time I feel it is when I've had too much to drink. That's the only time I know it's there. You ever drink so much your soul hurts? Yeah. That's why they call it spirits. Get that cold feeling inside you. Like, I think I hurt the God in me. I think the transcendent spark that animates me is hurting right now. I probably shouldn't have had that Grey Goose last night. You know what this species needs? Aliens. I think we'd be a lot more responsible if someone was watching us. Because right now we just doing whatever we doing amongst each other. How you gonna feel when the Pleiadians are watching? You still gonna be on that bullshit? Huh? You gonna be all, I'm a Muslim and I'm a Jew. Ah, bah, 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 bah. Bang, bang, bang. Fucking aliens are watching. Reptilians are real. Better get your shit together. You gotta unify as a species. Y'all need to grow the fuck up. All right, that was stupid. My name's Ian Ellis. I love you. Good night.
Guys, give it up for Ian Ellis.
Yay.
Have you ever walked inside of some somebody's apartment and immediately felt like you understood how they think. Looked everywhere, saw a bunch of weird shit. You're like, it's empty, but it's cluttered. Ooh, how much do you drink? Brandon Scott Weaver, we met on Tinder. He told me on our second date that he couldn't date me ever, but now we're best friends, and I'm really happy it happened that way. Even though on our first date, we went for coffee, and he couldn't afford to buy me coffee. Scott Weaver, I know it's hard to believe her. Doesn't know how to do most things that adults do, but weirdly enough, he owns a weird amount of shoes. Brennan Scott Weaver. He now buys things from Wish. That's his new favorite thing. He'll spend like 50 cents and be like, I bought this thing, but I don't know what it is, and he'll send me pictures about it in the middle of my workday. Brennan Scott Weaver. I promise he's not a deceiver. He's not trying to lie, he just can't remember what you said. He's not trying to misbehave, he just wants to go to bed. Brennan Scott Weaver, tell him all your secrets, because he won't remember them tomorrow or in 5 minutes. He's a really secure safe for all of your secrets. That was my song about.
Let me explain it again so everybody.
I've been meaning to check that out.
Yeah. All right. While I got you, Howard, I just want to give you one moment of shit about your podcast rants.
Look, let me explain it again so everybody understands about podcasts. I'm not anti-podcast. I'll go on and listen to or view a video if I want instruction in, let's say, playing a song on the guitar, if I want instruction in how to draw a picture. If I want some sort of information that is very specific to me. The thing, again, I'm referring to is, if you...
And think of it as this. Think of, I guess... Let's say you had a certain talent or skill. It's in a certain industry. And you've worked your ass off for decades and decades. 40, 50 years now to get to the point that you're at. You're very successful and you're at the very top of the game, but then all of a sudden now everybody is a broadcaster, and you could look at it like Chris Watts, and you look at Shanann. So Shanann was able to go Facebook Live and all this and become somewhat of a celebrity, not even a celebrity, just someone who is able to reach people very instantaneously. So he poo-poos on the idea that, well, man, I've worked so hard to get to this point. I had to go to a fucking college to study this shit. And all these other people think that all of a sudden they could just have a podcast because they got internet connection and a shitty microphone, and now they just can reach whoever they want. Not that they're on the same level, but I'm just saying... he's saying he's putting in that hard work, and he looks at other people that use these type of platforms, and then he gets a little bit jealous. So I don't know. What do you guys think of this? Is that more old school mentality at this point? Because I don't think there are any broadcasters out there right now that you could just be like, yeah, this is person everybody, is gonna follow, and diehard fans. I think that has changed because of the internet. So, not that hard work doesn't amount to success, because it does, but there's a lot of luck that's involved in it as well these days.
Want a career in broadcasting where you make money as a broadcaster? The only worthwhile way to do it. You're not going to make a living in podcasting.
Well, that's probably true in the sense that the majority of people won't. But there are a few people that have made a ton of money on this platform, including myself, So he's wrong about that. However, in the long run, if you wanted it to be something very successful, sustainable, I think he has a point there. But again, you're playing the numbers game. Everybody who has a podcast or a live stream doesn't mean that they're automatically successful. They look at their numbers and they go, oh, well, I got 100 people listening. I've got 500 people listening or 1,000 people. It doesn't even matter. At one point, I had on one stream that I did that no one really gave a shit about, but I did an NBA stream, and I had like over 30,000 people and 9,000 subscribers in that one stream that I did, but it had nothing to do with me. It's all about luck, all about timing, all about just, you know, it's just in his mind. Well, I'm going to let him speak for himself, I guess, you know.
This is where I want to go after.
Because I'm sounding like an idiot right now. I'm just like, hold on, let me finish my statement.
All right.
The reason why I feel dumb is because I don't have my shit set up, and I had everything all organized. Now I'm just all flustered.
Now, Adam, my buddy there, Carolla. Adam Carolla, swears to me he's making a living, but between you and me, I believe him. He had a career in regular broadcasting, so he brought over some audience. He's not the typical example. He had a career in broadcast, and believe me, and I go to dinner with Adam.
Who pays?
I do. I didn't see him whip out the wallet or even attempt to do it, which shows you how much fucking money he has in the podcast.
Oh, no.
And secondly, with the podcast, he actually goes around and does them in clubs and does live club dates and then puts it on his podcast. That's where he gets a lot of the money. And thirdly, yes, he does have sponsors and stuff, but he's had the unique experience of being a regular broadcaster who brought an audience over with him. That's how he got known. So he's a rare exception. I'm telling people, if you're doing a podcast, they get lost in the sauce. You don't really have a way of getting a big audience enough to pay as a broadcaster.
Okay, now
you've got to go out. No, you've got to go out and get a job as a broadcaster.
So again, this is like old school mentality because, you know, like broadcasters are kind of dead now, but Howard's holding on to, you know, yeah, I put in the work and I've traveled around the nation, got shitty jobs to get to where I'm at right now, and he makes tons of money, hundreds of millions of dollars every year. But here's the thing. In about 2014-15, Howard had about 27.3 million subscribers to his SiriusXM, and it was reported that he was making 1.75 million net subscriber additions in that period of time. So he had 27 million subscribers, where PewDiePie at the same time had 38 million and growing at a much more, exponential sort of growth, where Howard Stern, who was the king of broadcasting, has been diminishing ever since. His numbers are probably much, much less now, being 2020, so what, 5-6 years? I mean, he's probably way below the 20 million mark as far as subscribers, where you see PewDiePie, you know, you're just kind of comparing the two at way above, you know, at, what is PewDiePie at now? I don't even know. Let me see. Let me get the correct number here. PewDiePie. How do you spell PewDiePie? PewDiePie is at 103 million subscribers, which, again, doesn't mean a whole lot, but you know he's making a hell of a lot more money than Howard, but, you know, this is, anyhow, well, and then
that's where you're being.
I have no idea what else to say, because I had a whole thing planned, and my thing got fucked up, because I can't play video, so.
In an old fart.
Fine, Jeff, point to the person making a career
on
podcasting.
Here's what I want to say.
Yeah, I know, guys who make, see free video clips of a podcast.
Can I talk now?
All right, go ahead.
You are the one who destroyed broadcast, and now you tell people you've got to go through broadcast. You pulled the ladder up behind you, man. There is no more broadcast anymore. You, Howard Stern, destroyed it.
No, first of all, let me correct you. terrestrial radio is still extremely relevant. There are hundreds of millions.
When was the last time you listened to a terrestrial radio station?
I never listened to it.
Right.
But I am not the, I recognize I'm not the only person on the planet. Terrestrial radio still has millions and millions and millions, into the hundreds of millions, people with it in their car.
And it sucks.
Okay, agreed on that. But it's still relevant. Secondly, look at movie companies, look at McDonald's, look at all these, they all still advertise on it. That means somebody's listening to it. Secondly, it is true. I went over to satellite and made a very good living, but I did it off of broadcast where I built a very big audience, and I was able to bring over some of that audience to satellite. And satellite is gaining. We have 27 or 28 million subscribers, which is unbelievable business.
But not everybody can be you. Not everybody can go in your path anymore. It's a new path. Last week, Howard, I was at VidCon.
VidCon?
You're kidding. You were at VidCon?
I was at VidCon.
What mask were you wearing?
No.
Oh, yeah, I saw you. You were dressed as Batman.
This is not Comic-Con. This is VidCon. Right. This is 23,000 screaming girls with the fans of these podcasts of shows.
All right.
PewDiePie.
How much money is PewDiePie?
PewDiePie.
How much?
$7.8 million a year.
PewDiePie's making $7.8
million
a year?
$7.8 million
a year. Has anyone here ever heard of PewDiePie?
No.
I interviewed him.
Howard's like, Howard doesn't own PewDiePie. It's cute.
Cenk Uygur from the Young Turks on stage.
Please. I know Gjallarhorn. I don't know PewDiePie.
He's making millions. I'm on a podcast every week called This Week in Google on the Twit Network, Leo Laporte. He brings in about $8 million a year.
I don't believe it.
But you can buy
don't believe it.
Noodles.
Don't fucking believe there's a guy making a podcast making $8 million a year. Don't believe it. Sorry. Show it to me.
You're telling me these people are lying to Jeff?
Jeff's the only guy who's hurt. He named two people so far making $8 million a year. I've never heard of either one of them.
YouTube now has 35 podcasts.
But who's making money? YouTube is making money. YouTube is making the money.
And YouTube,
YouTube takes my clips and plays them.
YouTube shares revenue with them?
I'm not sharing any revenue.
Yes, you are. I'm serious.
I'm talking about YouTube.
You
don't listen to me. Yes, Sirius pays me a salary.
You should own the show. Why should you share your... You're the one who brought all the value to Sirius. Why should you be sharing anything with Sirius? That's why I yell at you. You should have your own empire that you own 100% online. Digital would allow you to do that.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Go call PewDiePie, really. Call PewDiePie Show. What are you calling mine for? You're wasting your time here. Thanks, Jeff.
Love
you, too.
Love you.
It's Jeff Jarvis. Everyone loves Jeff. PewDiePie. PewDiePie making $8 million.
I gotta look that up, PewDiePie.
PewDiePie's making $8 million. Yeah, okay. Has anyone here ever heard of PewDiePie? Well, I'm a broadcast. I never heard of PewDiePie. Fucking PewDiePie. PewDiePie's making $8 million. This regular broadcasters ain't making it. Chris Booker's been at this game 9 million years. He ain't making fucking anywhere near it. He's making two or three hundred.
And the station he works for makes tons of money.
Yeah. But PewDiePie is making $8 million. Hey, Booker, if you're listening.
Get on the podcast. Join
PewDiePie Network. PewDiePie.
No, the Twit Network is making money.
Twit. Good Lord. Anyway, I'll get back to High Pitch Arc's Periscope account.
When you calm down.
Yeah, when I calm down.
From podcast argument.
Okay, you want to do a podcast? Fine. I'm not, it's great. It's like college radio. Great. Go for it. I'm just telling you, if you really want to make a living, you got to go out and get a mass audience. And it ain't going to happen on a podcast. Now, why is that such a fucking tough concept? Don't blame me. It's in the facts. And I never heard of PewDiePie. That's my point. People heard of Howard Stern.
But, you know...
All right, so I'm going to leave very shortly here. Let's see here. Because, I honestly wasn't prepared for this. I thought I would have video and I would be able to show you, but whatever. I'm trying to deal with whatever I have here. Last thing I'm going to do, you guys can either pick a serial killer that called in, and he claimed to have killed 12 prostitutes. And the guy talks about how he tells these women that they're going to die and blah, blah, blah. So we go with that route, a serial killer. killed 12 prostitutes, or we could go with the serial rapist. So, if you want to go with the serial killer, you go with one, or type one. If you want to go with the serial rapist that's never been caught, type two.
Y'all niggas better not be coming around me with that food gaze no more, you know? Got that thing for your ass, you know?
Stallion and Met Gala, tuna salad from La Scala, black sweat, swallow, lot of reefer. Got it hard to quit the bottom feeder, lobster eater. When I fast, I see a lot of features. A million cash for a Nas feature, Nas cheaper. Do it for free if you do it for me. 52 bar verse if the beat is moving me. Stumble through customs, copping Cubans at the duty free. Laying on the most expensive bed, still I'm losing sleep. Next to Jets, beauty of the week, 1993. Chin grabber, neck choker, in her mouth spitter, blouse ripper, ass gripper, that dig you out, nigga, I ain't gon' hold you, old head gave me old news, I don't owe you, shoulda heard when I told you, you are an extension of what I work hard to build, you believe in your own lies, can't be real, and the odds is that, what you love could kill you like a heart physician who dies from a heart attack, I know the consumer behavior, I target that, you impressed with what they wear and I started that. It's kinda terrific, the product of Slick Rick. Somebody would've told me then I'd come out of this shit rich and start up a business. I would've thought they was playing. All the niggas I ran with, all that weight they was weighing. A light bulb switched in my mind at the classes I cut. Just a spaz, putting wax in the blunt. The baddest I want, she wear Litmatic to front. We building businesses, you could be mad if you want. It's bubbly till it's bubbles we see. Drinking like Dean Martin is nothing to me. The spirits is something I can't part and it's fun to be me. So cheers, here's to the Kanye production this eve. War of the Roses, it's war baby. My nigga High said it's me, I drive them all crazy.